Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 409 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, getting you into a weekend. Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon. We do appreciate that. I just pushed out a notification on the app, if you have our app, basically informing you that it's going to get pretty darn cold around here after the week. Well, it'll probably be pretty chilly during the weekend, but Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the National Weather folks are saying in the 20s each night. What do you – you are all over this thing. What do you think about it?
Yeah, man, I like it for a change. We've got some – you know, some tips that we're going to give you throughout the afternoon and evening, talking about, you know, maybe some plant growers need to be beware or need to be aware. Excuse me. We always talk about the four P's. Yeah. What is it? People, plants, pipes, and pets, right?
You got it.
Right. So we're going to, of course, run you down that again because it is. It's going to be pretty friggin' cold. I don't want it to always be that way, Chris, but it's nice for a change.
Yeah, I think about for 5 minutes and that'll do it for me. Then we
can
get back to normal on that side. Yeah, it will be chilly. Just to remind you, as we wrap up some of the winter type of activities, that, for instance, in December, of course, Escambia County had their Keep the Wreath Green campaign, and they've finalized it, put everything to bed. The official numbers, 14 red bulbs were placed on the wreath throughout December. In 2023, 13 bulbs were illuminated. If you do not have a functioning smoke detector, and this is what this is all about, fire safety, Escambia County Fire Rescue will be happy to provide and install one for you absolutely free.
Hmm.
That's a deal.
Yes, absolutely it is.
Especially if you live in Escambia County. So if you're in Santa Rosa, forget it.
And one of our top stories here nationally, the FBI is concurring that the New Orleans Bourbon Street attack suspect was inspired by ISIS but acted alone. Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas says the suspect subscribed to the ISIS ideology, but Mayorkas believes the deceased suspect wanted Americans to live in fear.
Okay, you know what January is?
The first month of the year.
That is correct. Congratulations. That's absolutely on track there. But no, and yes, it is.
Before I say good no, for me. Not.
Yes, it is. January is also move over month in the state. If you're driving and there is any kind of vehicle stopped with their hazards on, you got to move over. I saw a couple of instances today coming in on the freeway. And in 2002, the state approved the move-over law. That means drivers must move over a lane, one lane over here, safely when law enforcement or emergency vehicles are on their shoulders. So not move over, you're going to get a ticket, bottom line.
Mm, yeah. And, you know, I'll take this time to warn you now. In about, I don't know, 15, 16 minutes, just before 4:30, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to the Reese's Senior Bowl in Mobile. So I've got a simple prompt that I'll have you enter in through our text line. Once again, it's coming up just before our 4:30 Fox News break right here on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, when is the Senior Bowl?
It is in February, I believe. I'll get you the exact date. Why are you saying mm-mm? It's February 1st, 2025.
You're kidding me. That's the latest it's ever been.
Yeah, that's what it says here. I thought it was around early February.
Wow. Okay, so tickets go down at, you say 4:30?
Yes.
All right. And you're going to think of something good, right?
Yeah. I've got a very, it's a good prompt, but it's a simple one.
Good. There you go. It's always better. Always much better. Hey, stocks ending up today, closing out on a shortened trading week, and Fox's Laura Kantner has the numbers for us.
Microsoft plans to spend $80 billion on AI centers in 2025. The tech giant's president, Brad Smith, said that more than half of the projected amount will be spent in the U.S. The Justice Department and Boeing failing to reach an agreement on a revised plea deal over two deadly 737 MAX crashes. This as Boeing is conducting more surprise quality checks in its factories. President Biden blocks Nippon Steel's bid to acquire U.S. Steel. He had vowed to keep the steelmaker domestically owned. The stock market finishing the week with a rally. The Dow finishing up 340, S&P 500 up 74, NASDAQ up 341. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
All right. Just had a texter dropping in asking, what if it is unsafe for me to move over in with the whole move over law?
Okay. The law goes like this. You have to slow your speed down to 20 miles per hour.
Yes.
Then slowly transition over. But yeah, we spoke about this in the show yesterday, about the problems that could come up if you got somebody on your left of you and you can't get over to clear out that right lane. Yeah, 20 miles per hour is the rule of thumb on that.
All righty. Yeah, I was texting him and I'm like, well, you know what? Since that audio bit's over anyway, I'll just go ahead and ask Chris myself. All righty. Just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, not seeing too much going on. Do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. That's not a surprise, though, this time every afternoon. And also got some issues on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, right now it's 64 degrees, low of 40 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 59, low of 52. And Chris, you wanted to devote a little bit of extra time, correct, on some of these weather updates with how cold it's going to be next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Right now, it's looking like it's going to be on Monday, high of 54, low of 30. Tuesday, high of 48, low of 30. Wednesday, around the same. Those lows are expected, especially with feels like temperatures, to get down into the 20s. Once again, want to remind you about the four P's: people, pets, pipes, plants. Of course, you don't want your pipes to get frozen. You don't want the plants to die. Want the pets, of course, bring them inside if you can. Don't leave them out there in those frigid temperatures. You wouldn't want to be stuck out there. But yeah, it's looking like it's only going to last for a few days, but it's going to be pretty hectic.
Okay, what are you seeing on that little magic box of yours, the 110 freeway southbound at Cervantes Street? I'm getting word here that it's closed.
It will
be for several hours.
I do see some notifications of a closure, and there is some minor congestion in that immediate area. Luckily, it's not too backed up at this time.
Yeah, but if the 110's closed at Cervantes.
Yeah, that's gonna be a problem.
Stay on that one.
Yeah, especially once more and more people start getting off work in about an hour or two, that's going to be pretty brutal.
All right, 417 News Radio 92.3. The resurgence of terrorism in the U.S., major concern after the, of course, deadly New Orleans terror attack. Fox's Kevin Uritsky has more on Securing America.
Securing America.
The investigation continues into the New Year's terrorist attack in New Orleans, in which at least 14 people were killed after being hit by a vehicle driven by an American veteran radicalized by ISIS philosophy. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas commenting on Fox's Your World Thursday.
The ISIS goal is to have Americans live in fear, and we cannot allow them to succeed.
However, incoming Trump National Security Advisor Congressman Mike Waltz of Florida says it's important to learn how and why the suspect was radicalized, telling Fox and Friends Thursday that terrorists don't believe the war on terror is over.
They still hate us. They are plotting and planning to attack us, and we have to be on maximum guard.
Waltz says one of the keys moving forward is to close the border to limit chances for people on the terrorist watch list to enter the country. Kevin Uritsky, Fox News.
And one of our top stories also nationally, Republican Mike Johnson once again becoming Speaker of the House. A minority of Republican holdouts in Congress helped Johnson become Speaker once again. Republicans hold a razor-thin majority edge over Democrats.
Just a few weeks ago, I told you about they were looking for drivers of the Wienermobile. Remember that
story? You did, yes.
I talked about that. Hey, something interesting else popping up here. Do you want to take part in the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hitch a ride on the Goodyear blimp?
Sure.
Now, this is pretty cool. To celebrate its 100th anniversary, the blimp is flying through more than 100 cities across North America and Europe with 3 flight fan giveaways up for grabs in 2025. Each fan will get a blimp flight certificate, good for 2 passengers. They'll also receive a $3,000 voucher. That's for travel and lodging. Contest open now through April 10th. How do you register? Here you go. GoodyearBlimp.com. That is your secret.
Easy to remember.
Address to enter there. Yeah, GoodyearBlimp.com to enter. And by the way, good luck.
Yes, of course. And here locally, it looks like there is an update on the New Year's Eve bomb threat. This is in Fairhope. Officials say it was related to a video game swatting prank. They're still working to trace the threat back to the people responsible, but the threat caused officials to shut down a portion of the city's downtown and clear a building on New Year's Eve. Of course, though, as we've touched on earlier this week, they were able to clear the area in time for their New Year's Eve celebration, so no harm, no foul.
Okay, 419 News Radio 92.3. Unfortunately, if you are among the half of credit card holders who carry debt from month to month, you're unlikely to catch much of a break in 2025. Even though the rates have fallen to a low of about 20%, I don't call that low, as we closed out 2024. This year probably won't bring much more relief. Bank rate experts are saying the average credit card rate to fall about a half a percentage point over the course of the next year. That would bring the average down to a still high 19%. Ouch!
Yeah, just a tad. Stings just a little bit. 419 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Floridians able to sue local governments in connection with a new law targeting homeless encampments. Got details on that whole conflict and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church"? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, "Oh good, it's time to go to church." I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Investing in times like these can be scary. If you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances, Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors Monday at 10 to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel Monday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
VapoCool. Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, "Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress." Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, "Fight, fight, fight." That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, "Yes, sir." I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Something went terribly wrong last night behind Kohl's on 9 Mile Road. An unidentified woman died. Scampi deputies are confirming they responded to an apartment complex on Baldbridge Drive. Happened about 8:30 to find a woman suffering from gunshot wounds. Scampi County EMS responded, but she passed away a short time later. Anybody with information has to call Scampi County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers this afternoon.
All righty. Thank you for letting us know. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, we're not seeing a ton of congestion. We did have a closure on I-110 if you're getting off at Cervantes downtown. There is some minor congestion caused in that area, of course, by that. It's not too severe at this time, though. I'm sure that'll change over the course of the next hour and a half or so. Also, have had some minor accident reports here and there, but none of them appear to be causing any backups. Roadways are clear. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 64 degrees, low of 40 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 59, low of 52. Sunday, sees a bit of an uptick with some rainfall chances coming in. Sunday's high 71, low 40 as well. But then, start of next work week, it's going to be getting really chilly from Monday to Wednesday. High is even lower, and lows potentially sitting at around the 20s.
All right, 4:25 News Radio 92.3. Drama continues in the Democratic Party after a House committee race left a few lawmakers pretty unhappy. Fox's Chad Pergram has more from the Speaker's lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. The divide between old and new is threatening to drive a wedge through the Democratic coalition. The contest between Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly and New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to serve as the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee was a microcosm of that skirmish. The 74-year-old Connolly bested the 35-year-old Ocasio-Cortez for the high-profile spot. Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer was rooting for Ocasio-Cortez. Quote, "I hope they put her in there because she symbolizes what the Democrats stand for. She's a socialist," said Comer. "It was a generational choice for Democrats, youth versus experience. Ocasio-Cortez is an icon of the progressive movement. She's one of the highest wanted stars in Congress, albeit sometimes a lightning rod." 53-year-old Minnesota Democrat Angie Craig defeated 79-year-old David Scott for the top spot on the Agriculture Committee. 60-year-old California Democrat Jared Huffman is now the leading Democrat on the Natural Resources Committee, after 78-year-old Raul Grijalva of Arizona stepped aside. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, Floridians able to sue local governments in connection with a new law targeting homeless encampments. Counties in the state have been establishing their own ordinances in order to comply with legislation that bans people from camping on public streets, sidewalks, and parks. As of yesterday, a new measure took effect that allows residents and businesses to sue a municipality if they fail to enforce the anti-homeless camping law. Governor Ron DeSantis has said the state will now allow encampments to intrude, or will not allow encampments to intrude on its citizens or undermine their quality of life.
Okay, Lice Flyers returning to home ice this evening against Birmingham. Get ready for that Big Cars Pixar promo night. Puck dropping 7:05 in the Bay Center. And evidence is showing the trucks used in Las Vegas and that Tesla explosion and New Orleans truck attack were obtained using the same app. Here's Kelly Sabari from Chicago.
Turo has been coined the Airbnb of renting cars. People can rent cars personally from that person that owns the car that you wouldn't find at traditional rental services, like in this case, a Tesla Cybertruck. Now, the process is similar to a traditional service. You can choose your location, what vehicle you want, but you don't have to see that car owner face-to-face to get the keys. Now, this is not the first time we've seen a peer-to-peer car rental company have issues with their platform being used to accomplish crimes like smuggling drugs across the border or robberies. Gene Roy, former chief of detectives for Chicago Police, says platforms that allow anonymity can harbor crime.
All righty, and I hinted at this about 15 minutes ago. We are giving away a pair of tickets to the Reese's Senior Bowl taking place in Mobile on February 1st. Just a pair of tickets that we're giving away with a very simple prompt here. You can text into 850-437-1620. Just tell me who your favorite college team is. We're going to be seeing some of the best collegiate athletes at the Senior Bowl as we do every year. So text in to 850-437-1620 and let me know your favorite college team. First person to do that, we'll get those pair of tickets.
Okay, if you're thinking about maybe buying a home, maybe selling a home, and you're watching those mortgage numbers, well, here they are today. Mortgage rates are up for a third straight week to the highest level since July, further hindering demand in the already stagnant housing market. A little bit of problem here. Freddie Mac's latest primary mortgage market survey showing the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage jumping to 6.91%. That is up from last week's reading of 6.85%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage climbing to 6.13%. That is up slightly from 6% last week.
Wow, alrighty. And also happening in the state of Florida here, an Olympic medalist accused of assaulting an officer in Miami-Dade County. Authorities say Fred Curley approached a law enforcement official with an aggressive demeanor over concerns about where his car was parked in Miami Beach last night. The arrest report states that officers told Curley to go around the South Beach scene that they were investigating, but he allegedly forced his way through before pushing an officer. Documents state the police used a stun gun on the athlete before taking him into custody.
Okay, U.S. Surgeon General called for cancer warning labels to be placed on alcoholic beverages, highlighting a link between alcohol consumption and the increased cancer risk. The largest alcohol-related cancer cases in the U.S. appear to be breast cancer in women. An estimated 44,000 cases made up 16% of the approximately 270,000 total breast cancer cases. A vast majority, 83% of the alcohol-related cancer deaths right here in the U.S. came from people who drank above the federally recommended limits.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. House Speaker Mike Johnson won enough GOP support to keep his gavel in the new Congress after a chaotic vote this afternoon.
The path of prosperity has long been paved with policies that put America and Americans first. And that is what we will champion in the 119th Congress.
Republicans have just a razor-thin majority in the incoming House. President-elect Trump's sentencing in his hush money case is now set for January 10th, just over a week before he retakes the Oval Office. Judge Juan Merchan releasing the decision this afternoon. Fox's Brian Yenis.
He says that the president-elect will not receive jail time. Instead, President-elect Trump will receive what's called an unconditional discharge.
President-elect responding to the decision, again accusing the judge of being politically motivated. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Department of Transportation is fining JetBlue $2 million for repeated delays on four routes. The reprimand credits $1 million for past and future passenger compensation, which the DOT says is a first-of-its-kind penalty. Both General Motors and Ford today reporting their best annual U.S. new vehicle sales since 2019. GM reporting yearly sales of more than 2.7 million vehicles. That's up 4.3% from last year. Ford reported their sales of just over 2 million vehicles, a nearly 9% increase. Meanwhile, good news also for Rivian Automotive shareholders as 2024 vehicle production and deliveries were right on target with the company's expectations. On Wall Street, stocks were higher with the Dow gaining 339, the S&P 500 up more than 1%, and the NASDAQ gained 340 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Last offseason, everyone expected Ben Johnson to be the next head coach of the Washington Commanders. Instead, Johnson elected to stay as the offensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. Now, a year later, many expect Ben to be the next head football coach of the Chicago Bears. So it seems like when you tell Ben Johnson to zig, he zags, and I think he'll surprise us once again this offseason and become the next head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm Zach Gelb.
life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance, but if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for usage ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There is a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about events at the Tourism Development Council, including a pretty vigorous discussion about whether money for downtown lights on Palafox makes sense for the TDT. A local hotelier who says that his business is suffering doesn't think so. Of course, we continue to cover the horrible terrorist attack from New Year's Eve on Bourbon Street and some of the new details, which have basically been reversed of everything that they told us a day ago. And the Transgressors Memorial Service, where we lost New Year's resolutions. Why? Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
Well, I think my legacy has been perpetuated, whatever it might be, between the presidency and the Carter Center, by a commitment to peace instead of constant wars.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant, Austin Price. And you know, on the 45 labels of that song, it used to be the map of Motown, of downtown Detroit. Right? It was very cool.
Appropriately.
Jackson 5, Michael Jackson, step it out there. What a classic hit that was.
Yeah, whenever I hear Motown, I think of them.
Oh, absolutely. 4:37, beautiful Thursday afternoon, or Friday afternoon. Thanks for having us on. Ice Flyers returning to the home ice tonight. It's Birmingham. Get ready for that big Cars Pixar promo night. Saw Greg Harris. He was on Channel 3, maybe tomorrow, yesterday or whatever, a couple of days ago, showing that new jersey, the Pixar jersey.
Yeah.
Looked pretty good.
Looked pretty dapper.
Even on Greg Harris, it looked pretty darn good. You know?
Do want to give congratulations to Marcus, and that name may ring a bell to you because we've actually talked with Marcus before. He's the LSU fan that we've had drop in.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, so Marcus. Chris, especially fond of you, my friend. But congratulations.
Wait, let's not get crazy.
He was the first person to drop in, letting us know that he likes LSU. No surprise there.
Love you, Marcus.
But yes, he is our winner of the pair of tickets to the Senior Bowl, so congrats to him.
I wonder how Marcus feels about the season this year.
It was a good season.
I've been talking to my friend Tracy Jones. He's the head of the Alumni Association over in Baton Rouge. He's getting some mixed statements from college alums and fans of the Tigers.
Well, the standard's higher than 9-4, but it was a booming end to the year. It was a decent year. The SEC was seen as a cannibal conference this year. So all things considered, I would say y'all did all right.
You can't wiggle out of this one.
I'm a glass half full kind of dude.
Can't wiggle out of this one. Okay, let's talk NFL real quick. Regular season coming to a close. Fox's Jared Max explains where the team stand in this Fox on Football.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. It's the final weekend of the NFL regular season, the final game before the playoffs and NFC Championship-like matchup. The NFL regular season finale will be played Sunday night in Detroit between the 14-2 Lions and 14-2 Minnesota Vikings. It's a matchup like we have never seen in a regular season game. 28 wins combined between the teams shatters the previous record of 25 for the most prolific regular season matchup in NFL history. Whichever team wins will be granted a first-round bye and home field advantage through the NFC playoffs. Whichever team loses Sunday night in Detroit will be a wild card team with 14 wins, currently 5 more than the division leaders of the NFC South have, the Buccaneers, who would clinch the title with a win or tie Sunday against the 5-11 Saints. If Tampa Bay loses and Atlanta beats Carolina, the Falcons would win the NFC South. If the Broncos beat the Chiefs, Denver will be the AFC's final playoff team. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, man, if just a few years ago you told me, hey, listen, one of the most electric quarterback battles and one of the most electric just matchups in the NFL would be Sam Darnold and Jared Goff facing off in a Vikings-Lions matchup, I would have laughed at you. I would have laughed in your face.
Oh, I laugh in your face.
Exactly. And that's just phenomenal. But I'm happy. I'm happy that that's a thing. I love the underdogs.
And we're happy that you are happy. Absolutely.
Yes. It's a never-ending cycle.
Semifinals of the college football playoff are set to go, and Joe Morgan has the details.
Seventh-seeded Notre Dame was too much for second-seeded Georgia one day after the Sugar Bowl was postponed following the terror attack in New Orleans. The Fighting Irish scored 17 points in a 54-second span and beat the Bulldogs 23-10 at the Superdome. Notre Dame forced a sack fumble with under a minute remaining in the first half, and Riley Leonard delivered a 13-yard strike to Bo Collins on the next play.
Play fake. Leonard to the end zone. Touchdown, Irish!
That was courtesy of ESPN. On the opening kickoff of the second half, Jaden Harrison took it 98 yards to the house for Notre Dame. The Fighting Irish now advance to face 6-seeded Penn State in the Orange Bowl, while 5th-seeded Texas and 8th-seeded Ohio State square off in the Cotton Bowl. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
I think that's going to be a great Orange Bowl.
I think Penn State and Notre Dame is going to be phenomenal. I think Ohio State's the team to beat right now. So nothing against Texas. They could have just been, you know, playing down to their competition. That's the excuse Alabama used for years. Maybe that's what Texas has been doing, but they've been looking a bit less convincing. Ohio State just playing some lights-out football on both sides of the ball. It's crazy to me. I'm hoping Notre Dame and Penn State will be a good one. We don't really know where their limits lie with whom they faced so far. That's probably going to be another one that's pretty physical, kind of lower scoring. I don't see that being some shootout. I see Ohio State-Texas being very high scoring.
Okay, let's go down the road 200 miles to the west to New Orleans, where Verizon at this very moment planning a massive Super Bowl party over there for, of course, upcoming February 9th, I think it is, isn't it?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Fox's Jared Max has the details and the progress being made.
It'll be the largest simultaneous Super Bowl party ever. So says two-time Super Bowl MVP quarterback Eli Manning. Joining other NFL players, teaming up with Verizon to offer a Super Bowl experience at the same time in 30 NFL markets around the United States on Super Bowl Sunday, February 9th. While the AFC and NFC champions will be playing for the Vince Lombardi Trophy in New Orleans, some fans will get to watch the game inside the stadiums of their favorite teams. 30 venues across the country will allow fans on-field access for football-themed activities and locker room tours, plus live music, local chefs, meet and greets with around 120 current and former NFL players. Fans interested in attending one of these Super Bowl parties can request tickets at VerizonFanFest.com. Tickets are available on a first-come, first-served basis. Jared Max, Fox News.
Yeah, that would be quite a exciting win. You know, we give away tickets and it's all well and great. But if we were doing something like that, giving away tickets to a shindig like that, that'd be pretty awesome, dare I say.
Hey, I'll tell you, you just gave away two tickets to a pretty awesome event coming up.
Senior Bowl. Everybody loves the Senior Bowl.
Oh, it's going to be great this year.
Yeah. As I said, some of the top collegiate talent every year meeting up in that game. So yeah, hopefully it'll be a good one. All right. Wanted to touch on this. Labor groups celebrating President Biden's decision to block the acquisition of an American steelmaker by a Japanese rival over national security concerns. Both Japanese company Nippon and U.S. Steel said that they were dismayed by the White House's decision in a joint release. They blamed it on Biden's political agenda. Meanwhile, the United Steelworks Labor Union called it the right move for its members and for national security.
Okay, something crazy happened today. Now, we're working an accident right now on the 110 southbound freeway. And Cervantes Street. You finding out anything else about that thing?
Yeah, we've got a, and of course we'll get you a full traffic and weather update in just a couple minutes, but looking at I-110 traveling southbound towards Cervantes, do have that closure still, causing some minor congestion in that area that is surely doomed to gradually uptick throughout the afternoon as people get off work. But right now it's just some minor congestion in that immediate vicinity.
Okay, that's the one happening now. A couple of hours earlier this afternoon, really strange case here, a moped crashed into a car this afternoon in what police are calling a hit-and-run accident. Happened around 12:45 on 9th Avenue. Police closed the northbound lanes of Dunmire Street and Keating Road. This is by, I believe, the Camelot subdivision in that area. Police say witnesses reported that the moped driver did not have a helmet on and was really tearing it up, driving reckless, weaving back and forth, just crazy, but he lost control of that bike and then hit the car's side door. Car didn't do anything. It was just there in the way. The driver of the car initially stopped, but then left the scene northbound on 9th Avenue. They're not going to charge this guy. They just want to ask him some questions.
Yeah,
that's what they always say. I just want to ask you a few questions. Oh, by the way, would you turn around? I got to put these cuffs on.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you didn't do anything wrong, why are you leaving?
Well, that's exactly right. But
that makes you in the wrong.
That's two weird accidents taking place in the past few hours around here. 110 southbound is the one that we're working on today, now.
Alrighty. 4:45 here. Now I'll get that full quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update presented by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at generatorsource.com. Looking at the roads here, outside of some of those backups we're having downtown, not seeing too many backups. Do have our usual afternoon congestion on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, though. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 40 tonight. Saturday going to be even chillier, high of 59, low of 52. We'll see a bit of a temperature uptick on Sunday with potential rainfall coming in, high of 71, low of 40. And then Monday, that's when it starts getting chillier again. Highs of 54, Tuesday, high of 48. And some of the lows could feel like 20-something degrees in those evenings.
Yeah, I talked to Alan Strum just a couple hours ago, our weather partner over Channel 3. He was saying it will be possible to see sleet or frozen rain in Escambia County on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night.
Wow.
We're going to talk about the importance of space heaters in a few minutes. So
yes.
Hang around for that story, because don't forget the 3-foot buffer zone that they ask you to keep clear away from that unit. Things get hot, things ignite, and then you got problems on your hands. We're talking about it coming up on News Radio 92.3.
And of course, this is something else that you just always want to keep in mind as well. We often warn you about being safe on the roads when there's rainfall. It's not too much safer when there's icy rainfall. So just keep that stuff in mind as well. But we'll tackle that when we get to it. Around this time every hour, I'd like to give you your Wall Street numbers. Wall Street closing higher after a volatile start to the new year. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 339 points to 42,732. S&P 500 rose 73 points to 5,942. And the NASDAQ climbed 340 points to 19,621.
I know you were talking about the
the possibility, and I mean it was a small possibility, of seeing some rain on Sunday.
Yeah, particularly in the evening.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the track now with Alan, and he is basically saying that track of rain's going to come through about 3 a.m. in the morning Monday.
Yeah.
So Sunday's going to be, he's middle 70s we're looking at here for Sunday.
I know, so weird.
And then right after that, coming in on Monday morning, get ready for the cold stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going
to
be rough.
Hey, I'm checking out PNS right now. I got the board pulled up, and I'm happy to report there is no cancellations or delays this afternoon. Flight board is looking great. Not the story, though, for some travelers in Europe who saw Germany airports shut down because of a power outage. Lily Wu has more.
Reports of widespread air travel disruptions across Germany as its airports suffer from technical issues. German newspaper Bild reporting it was told by police that airports have been hit by an IT outage affecting federal police systems used to check incoming passengers, forcing authorities to switch to manual processing. This leading to backlogs like the at least 2 hours of waiting facing flyers at Dusseldorf Airport, according to a German broadcaster. The problems also derailing entry into Germany from outside the border control-free Schengen area. A police spokesperson at Frankfurt Airport saying for now, they're managing. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
That's a big airport.
Yes.
I went through there. It was like, oh my gosh. And you know
miserable.
What they did? Well, this was pre-COVID, pre-9/11, and pre, all that stuff. But I will tell you, going through there, they had it all. And also the Israeli airport, Ben-Gurion International. What is, you know, we get the people in the terminal here, and then they screen them inside the terminal.
Right.
If they had a bomb, they would already be inside the terminal. But in those airports, what they do is they do the screening process about a mile away from the terminal. Mm. You don't even get close to that terminal building before they screen you. Mm. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally. Let me ask you this, Chris. I'm going to put you on the spot while we're on air here.
Go ahead.
You planning on seeking new work this year?
Oh, absolutely. I always...
Can't wait to get out of here.
I live by John Hyatt, a famous musician, and he has had a song that I even had on my retirement cup.
Really?
Says, been there, done that. What's next?
Very nice.
Retirement? I laugh in your face.
Well, then maybe this is for you.
Okay, good.
Maybe this applies to
all
you.
Right, all right.
Over a third of workers considering moving jobs in 2025. That's according to the Global Talent Barometer from Manpower Group. It asked more than 12,000 workers across 16 countries. For younger workers between 18 and 27, it's closer to one half planning on a job change this year. That's understandable, new to your career. Meanwhile, over 4 in 10 remote workers who tend to report better well-being and work-life balance reported themselves likely to change jobs. Yeah, I can kind of understand that being somewhat of the minority if you are working remotely and you have the better well-being and work-life stuff. Logic dictates you would be all the less likely to change professions that way.
Yes, you would. And by the way, I love what I do here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Let's see him dig himself out of this one.
Not to throw myself under the bus on that one. Nice move, Chris. Really nice move. Hey, News Radio 92.3. Set of former internet laws, well, likely won't be coming back in the upcoming Trump administration. Fox's Eben Brown explains. Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Remember net neutrality? It still won't be a thing. A U.S. appeals court in Cincinnati says the Federal Communications Commission, as appointed by President Biden, can't reinstate the Obama-era rules preventing tiered use of internet bandwidth, dubbed net neutrality, because it promised to allow all creators and users equal access to both speeds and data allocation. The Trump-era FCC did away with those rules, and since then, a Supreme Court ruling called the Loper-Bright case ended the practice of allowing government agencies to interpret laws as they see fit. The appeals court now says this applies to the FCC. Opponents of so-called net neutrality argue it means service providers won't be bogged down with regulations that impact innovation. No word yet if the case will be appealed to the Supreme Court, though the return of President Trump would also mean net neutrality rules won't be promoted. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, the Cleveland Clinic offering tips to diet changes as folks get older. Tis the season with New Year's resolutions and such. We got details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now, with Chris and Austin, on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Hope you're having a great afternoon here. Hey, be careful. Just want to put this little reminder in the back of your head. The newly mounted red light cameras active in Pensacola, five intersections, 9th and Bayou near Cardova Mall, 9th and Airport also near Cardova Mall, 9th and Fairfield, Davis and Fairfield, and 9th and Gregory Streets. How can people get around that 110 mess up this afternoon in Cervantes?
You know, I'm looking at it right now. It's, once again, still got some minor issues here. I would just try to get off of I-10 all the sooner.
Yeah, probably.
I-110, that is.
Well, yeah, probably if you're heading north there, you can go over and take Palafox north until you get maybe access it back at Fairfield. Or you could take 9th Avenue. Same way, and then just come back on Fairfield. But you got to think about an alternate route. If you're heading that way, traffic stopped. Don't even walk and go in that direction. So think about an alternative route this afternoon. We'll help you get there.
Yeah, I was about to say, you should be doing the traffic and weather. You know these roads better than I do. I will say we do have some congestion if you're traveling northbound. This is going to be on Palafox Street towards Tahar Drive, so be on the lookout for that. Not too much going on the roads outside of that that you wouldn't normally expect. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 40 tonight. Going to get a bit chillier on Saturday. Sunday, we will have an uptick in temperature. And late Sunday night, bleeding into early Monday morning, slight chance of rainfall.
457 News Radio 92.3. Fox's Michelle Polino has the latest on screen and streaming in this Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Michelle Polino. Only one feature going wide this weekend, the thriller September 5th. During the 1972 Summer Olympics in Munich, Germany, an American sports broadcasting team must adapt to live coverage as Israeli Olympians are attacked and held hostage by a terrorist group. On Netflix, the stop-motion feature Wallace and Gromit, Vengeance Most Foul, a vengeful figure from the past emerges after Wallace invents a gnome who seems to have a mind of its own. However, it falls to Gromit to battle sinister forces and save his master, or Wallace may never be able to invent again. And on Hulu, Mother's Instinct, starring Jessica Chastain and Anne Hathaway, after a tragic accident involving one of their children, Alice and Celine's familial bonds are gradually undermined by guilt and paranoia, revealing the darker side of maternal love. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
All right, you know, I mentioned this before the break, and being a heftier guy, I know that I may like to hear some of this stuff, so maybe you do as well. The Cleveland Clinic offering tips to diet changes as folks get older. The organization says there are times where a certain food just doesn't taste good anymore, and other instances where it upsets the stomach even though it hadn't in the past. A registered dietitian with Cleveland Clinic, Lillian Craggs Dino, says folks need to make sure they're getting enough calcium, vitamin D, vitamin B12, and fiber. They also should have a balanced meal from different food groups. She says that will help digestive issues like acid reflux or heartburn and constipation.
Chocolate for me. I have grown to not like chocolate.
Really? It's just changed over time?
Just as I got older, I just kind of lost the taste for it.
Wow. And Isn't that weird?
I used to love chocolate.
Yeah, who
doesn't? I really did. Hey, listen, I feel awful bad about this, but I want to make sure you know about it before midnight tonight, I should say. FWC is offering discounts on select resident hunting and fishing license today. Residents can purchase the good thing about here, you don't have to go into a brick or mortar location. Residents can purchase the license online at gooutdoorsflorida.com. In person, you can forget about that because that's at the tax collector's offices and they're gone. And then you can also go through the Fish Hunt Florida app, available on Apple and Android devices. Additionally, the license can be purchased at any participating license agent, which can be found by going to gooutdoorsflorida.com, selecting purchase recreational license and permits, and clicking on locate an agent. You're driving. You're not writing this down. I know that. So if you have questions and you need some of this information, the text line,
850-437-1612.
There you go. You'll be happy to pass along the information to you on our text line.
Of course. And if you're also a fan of Apple TV Plus, but the only problem is you have to pay for it, I got some good news for you. It's going to stream live this weekend, and the service will be free of charge through the 5th. This is the first time the company has done this, and it comes just days after it suggested that its content may soon be available to non-subscribers. Again, they will be streaming live this weekend through the 5th. That is Sunday, so keep that in mind. If there's anything on Apple TV Plus that struck your fancy.
Okay, let me just let you know, coming up a little bit after 5:12, we'll be going down some of the maybe closures for cold weather, and also we'll talk about those four P's, peps, peoples, pipes, and plants.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.